إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the series of Asma Allah al-Husna, the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, as we talked about before, about Tawwab, Rahman, and Wadud. Today we're going to talk about As-Salam, the source of peace. The scholars say that meaning had three meanings, and some say others or less. Regardless, إن علوم القرآن أن تفسير والتأويل لا جناح في جمع. Meaning, in the science of the interpretation or tafsir or ta'wil, ما لم يخالف نص صريح أو حديث صحيح, as long as it does not contradict an ayah that is very clear and authentic hadith, for jam, that you combine all. One of them is Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is the salam, the source of peace. From him comes peace. And that's why you will find the favorite word in the world right now is peace. Why? Because it is filled, this world is filled with mistrust, oppression, and so on. So what do people long for? Peace. I just want to live in peace, man. Which means, when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula says, Salamun hiya matla'ul fajr, meaning the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because Quran was revealed in that night. Indirectly, he's telling you, if you hold on to the Quran, which was revealed on the night of that, which Allah called it peace, as the angel descend, you will have oppression, you will have mistrust, you will have wars. Similarly with ourselves, if we don't hold on to Quran, you will lose this life and in the hereafter. And if you hold on to the Quran, you will win in this life and in the hereafter. فَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ الْآخِرَةَ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَهُمَا مَعًا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ. If you want life, hold on to Quran. You want the hereafter, hold on to Quran. You want them both, hold on to Quran. One meaning. And the other is the one that salutes his servants. Specifically, the scholars say his prophets and messengers. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. And peace upon those slaves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Chosen what? Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula khalaqa al-khalqa wa akhtara minhuma al-salihin. He created the human beings and from them he chosen the righteous. And from the righteous he chosen the prophets. And from the prophets he chosen the messengers. And from the messengers he chosen ulil azm, the five strongest, persevered the most. And from the five, he chosen the Khalilan, the two closest to him. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of all prophets and messengers. That's his kunya, his trademark, he's known for that. And from the two, Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila chosen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that essence, also the meaning of the third, meaning huwa salimun min kulli aybin wa naqs. Meaning the name of Allah subhanahu wa jalla, As-Salam, he is purified or innocent of any deficiencies, any mishaps, anything that has nothing to do with what's all perfection, comprehensive. If you look at the meaning of the word as-salam, we say it when we greet one another. We start relationships. We also start conversations with as-salamu alaykum. And we end our prayers with as-salamu alaykum. Between everything, and some narration says if somebody speaks to you without saying as-salam, don't answer. He's trying to teach you how. But the most important of all, if we want to love each other, as we talked about Al-Wadud last week, the loving one, the source of love, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also told us, لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter paradise, may Allah grant us paradise, ya Rabb, ameen, unless you believe. But how do you believe? ولا تؤمنون حتى تحابوا. You will not reach this level of belief unless you love one another. May Allah make us those who love each other for the sake of Allah. هل أدلكم على شيء فعلتموه تحاببتم? Should I not tell you about something if you do between one another that you will love each other? Please tell us, what is this? He says, أفشوا السلام بينكم. Say assalamu alaykum in abundance, ya Shaykh. Some of the Sahaba, radwanullah alayhim ajma'een, when they used to walk in the path and there would be a tree in the middle of the path, as soon as they depart and they come back from that tree, they say assalamu alaykum. And by the way, among the signs of the time that you only say salam to the people you know. If I don't know you, no salam. No. You look familiar, you know, as if you have, mashallah, an ID, like a scanner. I know this brother. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. No salam. Ya ammi, say salam. 10 hasanat. How many hasanat have you let slip through your fingers throughout the years? The hadith says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man comes in, he says, assalamu alaikum. He says, what did he say? He says, 10. A man says, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He says, 20. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He says, 30. What is he talking about? Hasanat. So if you say to someone, assalamu alaikum, you get 10 hasanat. Subhanallah, ajeeb, 10 hasanat. How many good deeds? You have to do 10 good deeds to get 10 hasanat. You say, assalamu alaikum, you get 10 hasanat. Just like that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, there's 20. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, 30. But you're supposed to return with at least minimum, similar, or even better than what you heard. So if somebody says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you're supposed to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa maghfiratuh. You always say what's better. Yes, قل لعبادي, tell them. Yes, say what's better. It is an obligation for you to return the salam. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina, first thing he taught is what? Yes, spread peace, salute everyone. Spread food, peace, how to live each other with one another in peace. In three places you will need the most. Allah subhanahu wa jalla gula mentioned that in the honor of Zakariya alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. In three places you will need it most. Wassalamu alayya yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. May peace be upon me the day that I was born, the day that I will die, and the day that will be resurrected. Why? مواقف الوحشة. This is the time where you're on your own, where you're afraid, where you're longing for company, when you need company the most, when you leave the womb of your mother and come to this world, knowing no one. And when you leave this world, you're on your own again, going into the grave. And when you're resurrected, you will have no one to come in your aid except those muttaqeen, according to the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he intercedes for you. May Allah grant us his intercession. Because everyone will say, nafsi, nafsi. The hadith says that. Everyone on judgment day, you think, oh, brother, so let me, listen, man. You know, I remember when you gave me some biryani on Friday when I didn't have money. I remember that. Listen, man, here's some hasanat from me. Give me some of your sayyat. I'll take it. Bring it. Homie, you're my boy.
Homeboy, I got you covered, man. You think you're going to do that on Judgment Day? لا والله. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. نفسي نفسي. Everyone will run away from everyone else. And that's exactly what you are supposed to do, my brothers and sisters. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. من أنتم؟ نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. إن الذين مشروط again it's conditional except verily for sure. إن الذين those who are إن الذين قالوا they say ربنا الله my Lord is Allah ثم استقاموا. Then you were steadfast after you said it. So it's not a lip service. What does that mean? That means you have to prove what you said by your actions and deeds. Don't tell me just I believe. Show it. Not to me, to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. In the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you can follow him and be with him in Jannah. What happens to you? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels will descend upon you. When do you need most? When you're dying. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Don't be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be saddened. By what? You're afraid of the past. You're afraid of the future. And you're afraid of the past. The past will come and destroy you by these sins. So you're afraid of what you've done. You're saddened about what you've done. But you're afraid of what's coming. You don't know what's coming. So that's the ayah says, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Don't be afraid. We're here. I'm here for you. I have ridden you in this dunya. It was difficult for you to get up for Qiyam al-Layl before even Fajr. Difficult to lower your gaze, difficult not to lie and steal, get the easy and so on and so forth. To stay away from alcohol and drugs and the evil company and the evil situations and even the environment. It's difficult for you. I have ridden you. It's time to ride me now. Go ahead. Come. لَأَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid of what's coming. I'll be with you. I'll take you one step at a time. I'm here. I'm your companion now. And don't be sad of what you've done because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have much more mercy than you. We ask Allah to make us among those who listen to follow the best of the word of peace in the word of actions. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qawlan ya'ammuna bi salami ameen. Qul ma tasma'una astaghfiru wa astaghfiru wa fayya fawza mustaghfir. Alhamdulillahi wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if you're driving, to give you an example, a car that is the latest, has all the gadgets of safety, and you know the drive assist or even self-driven cars, you know the one that warns you if there's a blind spot, all the beeps, all the back of cameras, everything, even the automatic brakes, all that stuff now. Because the brothers are now complaining, you know the guys that do a collision, because the business now, cars are very safe now. So what happened? Is now, if the car is designed to keep you safe and to keep you on the road, actually keeps you in lane and so on, it gives you a warning. What happens to you now if you get intoxicated and you go against what you're supposed to be doing in driving this car? It'll crash. Is the aib, is the shortfalls and the mistakes in the designing the car, or is it in yourself? It's in yourself. And that's why the scholar says, if you are outside of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do, you will be falling yourself into the hellfire and staying with that from heaven. It's you. Us, my brothers and sisters, we have to point ourselves, fingers to ourselves. Don't blame anybody else except you. I repeat all the time, if it is to be, it's up to me. Which path do you want? The path to the safety of Jannah or the path to the danger of the hellfire? Your choice. You're behind this car now. You're driving. I mentioned this before. If you take the QEW and you want to go to Niagara Falls, nice, beautiful water, greens and hills and all of that. Nice, peaceful place. I want to take a break, man. I don't want to go to Toronto, the hustle and bustle and, you know, eating and stabbing and all of that business stuff. But you're driving and the sign simply states eastbound, westbound. Westbound, you go to Niagara, nice place. Eastbound, you go to Toronto, whatever it is. You have chosen to go to Toronto even though you wanted to go to Niagara. Who are you playing? The car? Yourself. You're driving this car. So the scholars will say, Salam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who is the Muslim? Who is the Muslim? Is man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Who is a true Muslim? The one that has this on the forehead and the short this and all of that stuff that we talked about before? No. He says, Al-Muslim, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ put his eggs in one basket. He says, the definition of a Muslim, Man salim al-Muslimun min lisani wa yadihi. If Muslim has a peace with what you say, your tongue and your hand. You know the tongue before the hand, you know why? Because the tongue is the reason that you use your hand. So if you hold on to this tongue, we've no need to use the hand. So could you please keep your tongue to yourself? And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said something. He says, guarantee me two things. If you protect yourself from two things, I guarantee you Jannah. Two things. Do you believe it? Just two things, brothers. أَعَجُزَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَنْ هَذَا. Can we not do that at least? He's telling you, if you guarantee me two things, I guarantee you Jannah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own whims and desires. It's a revelation bestowed upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that. So you know what the two things are? You memorize the Quran and do Qiyam and Salat al-Fajr Jama'ah and Aisha Jama'ah all the time and do Hajj every year and fast Mondays and Thursdays and all of that stuff, give sadaqah. No, he said two things. Protect between your jaws. Protect. Just guarantee me that you're going to protect what's between your jaws and what's between your legs. Meaning what? Your tongue and your private part. I guarantee you Jannah. Do you believe it? 50%. That's why the scholars say when you get married, 50% of your deen is done. Just watch this. Too much, eh? All right. Let me tell you another. Same thing. Prophet Muhammad SAW gave the same thing in Sahih. Prophet Muhammad SAW says, Man akhyar nas. Who is the best of people? Who is the best of them? Best of Muslims? Who are they? Give them the same answer. Man salim al muslimun bil lisani wa yadihi. SubhanAllah. Ajeeb. Yes, brothers and sisters, so we have homework. Homework now. Let me give you a hint. We talked about this last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you so many things, the gifts. When the hadith was explained last night, he says Allah gave you things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants you to come close. But you come close to Allah when you do nawafil, something extra, above and beyond. The nafarai, obligations. So what happens if you do, Allah will love you. And what's the sign? It's the mahabba al-kamila, the complete love. What happens to you? He says, كُنْتْ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I will be the hearing that you hear with. And I will be the vision that you see with. بَصَرُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ. And يَدِهِ الَّذِي يَبْتُشُ عَلَيْهَا بِهَا وَالْقَدَمُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي عَلَيْهَا. The hand that he strikes with, the feet that he walks upon. Meanings we talked about before. But here, brothers and sisters, I want you to remember one thing. If you ever heard your heart, it will go like and stops. And again, and stops. Diastolic and systolic, you know, the doctors will know this. And what happens? You know, some of the scholars says because the heart pulses and it asks Allah for permission to pulse again. And Allah says, go ahead. And it pulses again. Do I have permission, Ya Allah, to pulse again? Yes, go ahead. But one day, your heart will ask permission to pulse again from Allah, and He will say no. So I want you to make sure that you have this qalbun salim, because your heart will cease to exist and pulse one time. Similarly with your senses, with your ears, with your eyes, the hands will go cold, the tongue will go stiff, your feet will no longer move, you will not be able to hear again, see again, talk again. Can you imagine? When you meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, what will you say, my brothers and sisters? I didn't know. Now, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is saying, salamun, peace. Even the angel will say salam to those who will enter Jannah. The Surah Az-Zumar. There's too many ayat and hadith. There's very little time to do it. But now, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even salam, the angel will say salam to you. Some of the scholars say, when you die. Some of them say, when you enter Jannah. Some of them say, when you're resurrected. The three places we talked about it before. But, why did he call it Dar al-Salam? So Allah يدعوكم إلى سبل السلام. Allah is inviting you to the path of peace. He said, come to this path, please. This is the path. إِنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This is a straight path to Allah. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide to the straight path. Go to the subul as-salam. So Allah calls his as-salam. Khadija radiallahu anha. أول من أسلم. First one that became a Muslim. When she died, what did Jibreel alayhi salam say to her? Isn't that amazing? Yes? إِنَّ اللَّهَ السلام يقرأك السلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you salam, salutation. Can you imagine? Allah sends an angel, the head of the angels, according to scholars, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted him with the highest, which is the Quran, to reveal that to prophets and messengers and so on. Says the head of the angels is coming down to descend from the seventh heaven, especially for you as a human being, from Allah, a messenger from Allah. On the deathbed, he says, As-salam yuqruk as-salam. SubhanAllah. What did she have to do to earn this honor? Well, she supported Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spread the da'wah, and so on and so forth. But now, As-salam. Says, she knows that. Allahumma anta as-salam. We, after we pray, say the same thing. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Says, Allahumma anta as-salam wa anta as-salam. We say, oh Allah, you are the peace, the source of peace. And and peace comes back to you, Allah. Could you imagine that, my brothers and sisters? How much would you pay when you die, you receive an angel telling you that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is sending you peace and salutations upon you? Condition is very simple. Again, I repeat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That's your condition if you want to do this, because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala has promised to you, Dar es Salaam, there is no oppression, there is no hunger, there is no injustice, there is no poverty, there is no sadness, there is no sorrow, there are no tears, there is no old age or senile, there is no more departure, farewell, it's Dar al Qarar, you're no longer going to move. Dar es Salaam. But who's going to earn it? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ خَلَوَاتْ مِنَ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ. This qalb is salim, this serene heart, there is no animosity between us. There is no illness, there is no jealousy, there is no ill feeling. There is no sadness in that you have better this and that. La wallah, I'm happy for you. This qalb is salim, that will help you on Judgment Day. Nothing else. Why? Because you want to go back to where you were created. You were born to go there. I'm not going to go into the fiqh issues, whether it's that or not. But again, let's understand one example. You know the salmon example that was given by the Imam Siraj Waraj, Habibullah. He says, and that's what we'll finish with, inshallah. He says, you know the salmon, it spawns in a certain area. And they live the whole life going in lakes and so on. But in the end of their life, they will fight to go back to where they were created. Even though it's uphill, upstream. And the bears are waiting for you. They're going to gobble you up. And you go against that, everybody else is going. Even though upstream, fighting to go back to where you're created. And that's exactly what we're going to do, brothers and sisters. We're going to be like a salmon. We want to go back home, man. Where's home? Pakistan? Zindabad? Egypt? Egypt? Or what? All that stuff? La wallahi. Home is Jannah. Home for us is Jannah. And that's when you are going to be having peace. Salam. No more any of this hardship that we go through. But we want to go home. And that qalb salim is your ticket. That heart is your ticket. We ask Allah to grant us this heart that is salim, even though we're going to go upstream. Fight the fitan, shahawat and shubuhat. We are one to have one goal. The goal is to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And that is Dar es Salaam. Oh Allah, grant us Dar es Salaam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those who speak and follow the best of it. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. يا ربنا لك الحمد في امر الجلال وجبادي وسلطانك. اللهم صل على محمد الاولين والاخرين من المعزي. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين. اعداءك اعداء الدين. اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين. اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين. واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين. اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين. واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين. واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين. ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا. ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعافي مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واخذ اعوانا. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وصحبه والتابعين واقم الصلاه.